Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Dalad. Gittin Daf Yud Dalad. We left off Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We had just introduced the topic of Maimon Shloshim. We explained the Mishnah that if a person says to give a get, Shichur or Gerisha, to his wife, and then he never passes on before the get was given over, the halacha is that it cannot be given posthumously, it can't be given after Misa. However, he says give a mana to so-and-so, and then he dies, the money could be given. And the more explained from Rav, a qualification, the case is where the money was sibur, and the money was already set aside, there was a pile of money that was set aside to be given, and the more want to know why, what's the relevance, why do you need the money to be sibur? The more brought two answers, the more discussed whether it's talking about a healthy fellow who said to give this gift, and then Yabuchi died suddenly, or someone that already was a Shchibra, he was on his deathbed, he was ill at least, and he said to give the gift. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Zvid, we're talking about a healthy person, and the healthy person pledged to give a gift, and why are you giving it to me? So why is Rav qualifying that the money was piled up? The question was, whether it's piled up or not, a healthy person, just because he says give a gift, doesn't mean anything until the gift is given. The answer is, it was a case of Maimit Shlashtin. We introduced the idea of Maimit Shlashtin, where the recipient, the ultimate recipient, the one who's in possession of the money now, and the one who the money belongs to, all three parties are standing together, and the one the money belongs to says, who ultimately dies, says to the guy who's in possession of it right now, says, give it to so-and-so, he does Maimon Shloshim, and it works, but we're saying the money has to be Siburim, because we're going to have Machlekes, actually right now, right away, this first Gemara, it could be read right yesterday, whether or not Maimon Shloshim works only by Pekadin, or even by Milvus. Quickly, just to explain before you see it inside, the logic to say that Maimon Shloshim B'chal is a Chiddush, how it works, the Gemara is going to get into the mechanics of how it works, the Gemara is ultimately going to say, it's a Tekras Chavim, that's what we come up with today, in the beginning of today's Daf, Daf Yadalad. But the logic to say that Maimon Shloshim works by Pekadin is that Reuven, let's say, is holding Shimon's Pekadin. Wherever it is, wherever the Pekadin is, whether it's standing in front of us right now or it's in Reuven's house, but it's Shimon's Pekadin, it belongs to Shimon. You have a Chefza that inherently belongs to Shimon. It happens to be in Reuven's possession, belongs to Shimon. Shimon says to Reuven, in front of Levi, the three of them are together, the Pekadin I buy you, I want to give it to Levi. So the fact that it works over there is less of a chiddush, whatever the mechanics are, than in a case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. And Shimon's saying, the money that you owe me, give it to Levi. Because in the case where the money's borrowed, we know Milvalei Tzadnin, the money that Reuven borrowed is gone. There's a chayv on Reuven's head that has to pay Shimon. So when Shimon's being makna that chayv to Levi, it's more of a chiddush than Maimon Shloshim works, even for a chayv. That's going to be a machlekes, whether it works or not, by chayv, by alva, or only by pekadin. But the point is, we're saying that Rav was qualifying our mission to say, this is where Zud explains, that it works by Maimon Shloshim, but only when the money's tziburin, because when the money's piled up, it's like a pekadin, that's when it works. Okay, so let's pick it up from Yud Gimel Beis. When the Gemara says Gufa, we're really, it's right by the middle of the page. I know we definitely got a little further than this, but let's pick it up by the Gemara analyzing Maimon Shloshim. Gufa, second word of the line, smack in the middle of the page. Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, Manli Biyadchem. If a person says, I have a mana of mine is in your hands, to nail the blame of the planning, give it to so-and-so. So Shimon says to Reuven, you have a mana that belongs to me, give it to Levi. And he does in the presence of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all together. Kana, Levi's kind. I'm a Rav. Rav says, Mestaver Mosul, Rav Pekadon. It's Mestaver that Rav, that Allah does ask by a Pekadon. This word, the Rav, this did the Rav saying about my Peshashna word, only by Pekadon. Alva b'milvaloi, but not by milva. V'loi kim, the Mara says like Lashon HaShvua. I'm a Rav, if you have milva, Rav said, even b'milva. So even the Rav was thought to qualify that Rav's statement is only by Pekadon. We have, in the name of Rav, that Maimon Shloshim, the kingdom of Maimon Shloshim works even by a milva, not just by Pekadin. It's Manami, where again, where Yud Gimel Beis, where we're about 7-8 lines off the bottom of the page. In Manami, Amar Shmuel Bishmei de Levi. Shmuel says the name Levi, milva, li biyadcha tenei leplaini, tenei leplaini, leplaini, b'maim shloshim kana. We have a member of Shmuel as well, that Shmuel himself said, Shmuel also said, not just Rav, Shmuel also said that Maimon Shloshim works even by a halva. The time am I? So here's the big question. What is the reason why Maimon Shloshim works for to make an effective kinyan by Pekadin even, and not only by Pekadin, by loans as well? The Shalos Bechlal, what's this power of Maimon Shloshim to work? Amar Meimer, explanation number one. Amar Meimer, Nasa Ka'imer Le, B'Shas Matamayas, Shibad Nalach, Ulidach, Ulachol Dasa Mechamasa. The reason is because, let's go with the case of the Hava. When the debtor, when an example we're giving, when Shimon lends Reuven money, when Reuven accepts it, it's as if Reuven is saying to Shimon, I'm accepting the obligation to either pay you back or whomever is going to come in your mekayach you. Meaning whoever else you channel, decide that I should give the money to, So that I'm meshabbing myself to pay that person as well, yourself or that person, instead I'm meshabbing myself to both. So with the debtor is taking on that achrayas from the beginning. That is how Rav, that is how a Mamer wants to suggest the power of my meshachem works. What's the technical issue? Amay Vashi a Mamer, that's great, but according to your logic, Hiknu l'ladim l'hav v'shas mat ha'mayis, hachrab l'kanu. But according to your logic, so if Shimon says to Reuven, you know the money you owe me from 10 years ago? You know, I had 9 years ago, my grandchild was born, and I want you to give that money to my grandson. The grandchild was only born after the loan took place. If you tell me the logic is that the borrower is being mishabed himself, he's saying whoever you, either I owe you the money or whomever you tell me to pay the money in your place, I owe the money to. Well, mishas the loan, the ultimate recipient didn't even exist. So what are you going to say? Maybe it still works, and it works through the power of Davish Nabailam. Says the Gemara, you can tell me over there, are you masking in that case, my Meshachim doesn't work, and the recipient, in this case, this child, will not be able to be Kaina. Dafilu Rameir, who Damar, Adam Makra Davish Nabailam, even according to Meir, says that I could sell you something that doesn't exist, I could sell you the futures, I could say something's coming in the future. According to Meir, it works, so according to the Chum, it doesn't work. You came back to Davish Nabailam, according to Meir, you come back to Davish Nabailam. That's only that when the subject of the Kenyan is not Bailam. The item that you're being kind is not by law. You could be kind of futuristic stuff. However, avil davar lidavar shein by law, but to make a kinyan to a person that's out of the world, like even Meir doesn't work. So the point is, my mishloshin over there, the lechor can't work if the power is that the leiva he's mishab himself to whoever the malva decides to channel the money to. He's mishab himself, but he can't be mishab himself to someone that doesn't exist yet. So that shiba takes place at the time of the loan. It cannot be to a person who's leiva leilam. So according to this, my mishlasha shouldn't work on someone that wasn't by the mishlasha loan, and we don't find such a distinction. So that cannot be the pshat. Obviously, the power of mishlasha cannot be this idea of shiba, because otherwise it wouldn't work in those scenarios. Elam Ravashi tapa of yidat b'alaf, a different pshat in my mishlasha. But he had not to come mishtani lei pein milvi shana lemilv chadash. Rav says an interesting chat. The nature is when a person is involved in a loan, so there's a certain amount of time where the lender obviously is going to be lenient, allows the borrower to keep the money, but then eventually the borrower, the lender, wants back his money. He starts to bother the borrower by converting the money's owing from Shimon, let's say the lender. He converts it to now it's owing to Levi, to a third party, so it's like resetting the clock. The borrower now gets like an extension on like, I don't know what's called, an amnesty period, but gets an extension on a period of time that he doesn't have to immediately pay the money. Says the Gemara. But yeah, no, that I know, Mishtani Lei, Be'milvei Shana Lemilvei Chadasha. It's like being converted from an old loan to a new loan, giving him a new, new time to delay a little bit. So for the exchange that I know, Gamer Mishabin Avshei. The borrower is Mishabin himself to the new owned to the new recipient, he's mishabed in exchange for that na of getting an extension. Gemara says, well, that's great if indeed he's getting an extension, if indeed the new recipient is easier or is going to at least give him more time than the original malva. But in a case where the new recipient is tougher, my mishash shouldn't work, and is that going to be the case? According to your logic, that it's that na of having more time, easier recipient, if that is why you're saying the leiva is mishabed himself to makna, so in a case where the new recipient is kainhani debay bar yashiv, the family of yashiv, the kafsik shak ba'altar, they're very stark to take payment right away from the people that owe the money. So in this case, the guy is worse off. He was better off with the original malva, and now he's being switched to the family of bar yashiv over the hachram al kanu. You say, since it's not benefit to him, my mishash doesn't work. Maybe you say, yeah, attack doesn't work there. Doesn't make sense. And can't stop the this din of mishash is going to be depending. You start shotting up. You start evaluating every new recipient that the malva is being marketed to. If he's easier, then it works. If he's not easier, doesn't work. Not mustaver. So again, we're stuck. What's the source? What's the not so much the source, but what's the mechanics of my mishlashta? How does it work? How does the kinyan work from the malva supposed to get the money, giving over to the recipient, giving over to this third party? Elamar mezutra. Mazuch says the following three halachas. The first one's going to be our halacha, my mishloshen, are like three halachas in the Chabad main. They're like hilchasa b'leitayma. Hilchasa is a mashmais of halacha mishvasinai, but it's clearly not. We're saying shavinu rabbanim. The rabbanim made them. I mean, the rabbanim were sakin these dinim, and they're like hilchasa. Just like hilchasa we've spoken many times in the past. Hilchasa halacha mishvasinai does not need to have a tam. Of course, there is a time. There is some sort of reason for it. But we don't have to understand the time. It's like Zeyas HaKasav. We don't have to understand the time. These are facts. Hilchos Halacha Mishnah Sinai. It's a Messiah. Kash Baruch Hu told us to Moshe by Sinai. Done. It's a fact. We don't have to know the reasons. So too, the Rabbanan made this like something which doesn't have a logic. Now, Tosis right away jump into the second top Tosis. Tosis says, don't think we mean to say that they did these three halachas they're about to discuss. Don't think it means we did them without any purpose, any reason. It just means the mechanics of the kinyan doesn't really have a simple explanation. So Tosis says, Pirish, Mashamaya Liknais. When we say it's halacha without a reason, we mean the fact that the kinyan works. Aval Tam Yesh. We have a reason why the Chum is talking about Mamash and the other two dinim we're about to say. Let's just be the first one that says, what's Mamash Lashon? Tiknu Shle Yitzchak, L'treif Lazis, Kinyanim. But Mamash Lashon, the case is that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon wants to give a gift or to pay Levi. Instead of being Matriach, all these Ekafuchim and Chaslami, all these extra Kinyanim, so they streamlined it that Shimon could demand or could transfer over the rights from Reuven to Levi, he can transfer it directly, and it strips away the need for extra kinyanim. So that's a reason. Avad, there's a reason why they did it. The question, when we're saying it's playtime, means that the mechanics, taka, are lacking reason. Very difficult to understand how the mechanics work. The chamo geyser, that it works. Next in, chadaha. These three dinim are hilchos playtime. Number one is the dinim ayibishloshin. Number two is vidach tamar vidam shmuel. A person writes all of his assets to his wife. All he did was make her a pachapa. Sounds like he was giving her everything. No, he was not. The assumption is that a person would never leave over his son, his Yerushim, and give everything away to someone else, including even his wife. And therefore, you say, you know what he's doing? He's really just doing a derech kavod. He was giving her the kavod of being that pachapas. He wrote it over to her like a kavod, but really, he means it to go to the child. Again, Tay says the logic is, Tay says, there's not like Tam. No one, it's unless very clearly specified, no one really intends to take away his Yerusha from the child. And last thing is, the third one was, Tamar Chananya. This Chananya says, Hamasi ishtay isha levnai gadol bebayis, a person who marries off his bechor, specifically his oldest son. He marries off his oldest son in a house, so they empty the house for the wedding feast, the wedding party, and the son gets married there. It's understood. Taisa says again, the son's already expecting it. He's semich das on it. I guess that maybe that was became a practice. It was understood that the father's gifting the house to the son, kanai, and therefore the son automatically acquires the house. He need not make a separate kinyan. Automatically, he acquires the house. So these are three dinim where the mechanics of the kinyan are chiddush. How that works? The case of, by the way, of a guy writes all of his husband to his wife. We say even though he wrote a shtar and she's carried the shtar, it's like a hefker bas hefker. Works in power of hefker bas hefker. Okay, but the point is that the mechanics maybe are surprising, but the reasoning behind it says it's not so surprising. The Chacham had a reason why they instituted these tikkunos, but these three cases work without proper regular kinyanim, and therefore, Mamash Lashon, we're looking for the mechanics how it works. The mechanics how it works is Gzeir Dabanan, that it works even though it doesn't work with regular Hilchos Kiyanim. To Repeshua asks that back on our Mishnah, if we go over Vitz Teres, that the explanation of the Mishnah is the guy said, give this money to so and so, and then he dies. And we're saying that if you give it to after Misa, and Rav is explaining give it after Misa because the money was piled up, or is this that it's working with the power of Mamash Lashon. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's the Chiddush? If Mamash Lashon is a real Kinyan, so the case was where the person that died said in his lifetime, in the presence of the recipient, he told the guy who was possessing his pile of money, says, you know the pile of money I have by you? Give it to so-and-so. Well, we're saying Mamash Lashon is a Kinyan. So the Mishnah says, give after Misa. Of course you give after Misa. The guy was already carrying a Mechayim. If the recipient was carrying a Mechayim, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Peshu says, this Teretz Mamash Lashon is such a Gishmak of Teretz, not even a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? I mean, there's a Chiddush of a Katz Mamash Lashon, fine. But why is there a Chiddush in our Mishnah about Tu Lacha Misa? That's a little bit fair. So answer Peshu, very interesting, and it's going to come up in the next few lines of Gemara, that I would have thought perhaps Mamash Lashon just works, that the Makna cannot retract on the gift. But the Kinyan is not Mamash Chal. Meaning, when we say Mamash Lashon works, that when Shimon is saying to Reuven, the money that you got, the money or the pekadon of mine that you have, give it to Levi. When we say Levi's kaina, all that means is that Shimon cannot retract on this gift. But Levi perhaps not kaina till Reuven actually gives it to him. That's what I would have thought. In which case, left to Misa, you wouldn't have to give it because the Misa, you can't retract. But Shimon can't reject. But Shimon died, and the gift was never given, and therefore maybe Levi shouldn't get it. Kamash one that no, the Chiddush Guf is that Mamash Lashon is a full fledged Kinyan. It's not just that you can't retract, it's Mamash a full fledged Kinyan. That'll be L'chayr, the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Okay, a couple points with Tesis, already starting from Yid Gimel Beis on Mamash Lashon. This reason with Tesis, we'll just speak out a couple major points. First, what Tesis says that it works even Balkarcha of the Leiva or the Nifgad, meaning Shimon in our case is telling Levi is telling Reuven, you owe me $100 or you have my pekadon. He says this in front of Levi's presence. Gift it to Levi. I want to give it to Levi. The money or the pekadon should go to Levi. We're saying that it works as a kenyan. Taisa says, what if the Levi or the Nifka doesn't want to do it? What if it's against his will? Does it still work? Taisa says, yes, it works. Other times they know that the Levi has to be on board for the kenyan to work. The kenyan cannot work against the balkarcha of the Nifka or balkarcha of the Levi. Number two, Taisa says, it only works by yiddin. If the Mischayev is a guy, it doesn't work. If the Leiva or the Baal Pekadon is not the Baal Pekadon, the Shemer Pekadon is a guy, then Mam Shosh doesn't work. It's din number two. And din number three is that, like we kind of touched this from the Pnei Yeshua, but the Malva cannot be Chazer. Meaning, today's pointing out, and there is an interesting halacha, we're not going to focus on over here in today's Sugyas, but there's a halacha. Let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon, and there's a shtar. And Shimon sells the chayiv, he sells the shtar, he sells the rights to it to Levi. So it's a little bit different. He's not saying to Levi in the presence of Shimon, in the presence of Reuven, I'm being makneh to you my chayiv. He's not being makneh to Mam Shoshan. He's doing a little different. He goes over to, the Levi's not even around. He goes over to, the Malva goes over to a third party and says, I have a note. Classic din of selling a note. I have a note. I'm owed money. I need cash. I'm owed $100. I need money today. Give me $80, and you know when the loan's due in a month from now, you'll get the. I'm selling you the rights to this note for $80, and you'll be able to collect $100 in a month from now. So the halacha is that Shmuel says, if after Levi buys it, if Shimon, who is the malva, goes and is meichel the chayiv, remember the chayiv was to Shimon. If Shimon's meichel the chayiv, Levi loses out on the money because the loan was it was Reuven owed Shimon money. Shimon sold the rights to that money to Levi. But Shimon still maintains the rights to be Meichel, the chayv of his loans. Even though he sold the loan, he said it's a terrible thing, it's a bad thing to do, but it does work. Taisus over there says over here that Mamash Lashon doesn't work. Levi's already kainet. Levi's Mamash kainet, and therefore the Malva cannot be Chayzer. It's another din unique to Mamash Lashon. Okay. Says the Gemara writer. Amalei Rav, the Rav Acha Bardala. Kabbat America is the Gabbach Yavil Pani. This is a Maisa relating to Mamash Lashon. I have a kav of saffron by you, as a pekadon by you. Give it to so and so. Ba'ape kamin alach lehadrinim bay. And he says, I'm telling this to you in the presence of so and so that I can't be chayzer. So Rav, who we've already been discussing this din of Mamash Lashon, had a Maisa Shaya where he said to give saffron that he had by Rav Bardla. He told Rav Bardla to give it to a third party. And he said, the words I'm saying in front of, in the presence of all three, that I can't be chayzer. Say one second. It sounds like that normally, if Rav wanted to retract, he can retract. And Rav was just saying, the Mara assumes that he was just saying out loud, I'm saying in his presence, therefore I'm not going to be chayzer. Meaning, technically he has the ability to be chayzer. He's just saying, making like a public announcement, the fact that I'm doing in his presence, I'm being so public about this, I'm not going to retract. But it sounds like, theoretically, he'd have the ability to retract. Is that so? If Mamash Lashon works, how can he retract? If the Baal Pekadon gifting it to the recipient in the presence of the Shemir Pekadon is a full-fledged Kenyan, how on earth would Rav be Chayzer? Gemara says, you're right. Hachamar, that's exactly what Rav was saying. Devar Malolun in the Chazara. What Rav meant to say was, not the words of Rav was not that, I'm not going to be Chayzer because I'm doing it in public. I cannot be Chayzer because I did a Mamash Lashon, so I cannot be Chayzer. Hamarav Chatzim Maras, Rav already said this, I'm moving on Rav. Mali Betchav Tanei Leplaini, but Mamash Lashon Kana. Rav says the basic din of Mamash Lashon, that if a person has, if Shimon says to Reuven, you have a mana of mine, give it to Levi, and he says it in the presence of both Reuven and Levi, the lach is Levi's Kaina, which means he can't be Chayzer. So what's Rav adding over here? Answers the Gemara, Ima Yav Amina, Hanami Matan Meruba. I would say Mamash Lashon is required only by a Matan Meruba. This ain't me Mamash Lashon to make the Kenyan Chal, is by a large gift. Ava matana muetas, apparently this calf of saffron was a small matana, laid by lefana, maybe the chiddush is the other way. I would have thought when it comes to a small gift, you don't need Mamash Lashon for the kinyan to take effect. Maybe it can take effect even without it because it's a small amount. And by small amount, we see people, a gamer makna, they really need to make the kinyan, and you don't even need Mamash Lashon, kamash mulan, then know that even by a small amount, the only reason Rav says, I can't retract, is because it was Mamash Lashon. Had there not been Mamash Lashon, then it wouldn't have been a binding matana. only because of Rav Mishashah is a binding. So we're spinning what Rav was saying before, that I'm saying in front of presence of people, therefore I can't be chayzer. It really means the other way. The chiddush is not that I can't be chayzer. Of course I can't be chayzer if I'm Rav Mishashah. The chiddush is, even on a small gift, you needed the Rav Mishashah to make it that I can't be chayzer. Without the Rav Mishashah, you don't say, small gift, my word alone is enough. No, the word alone is not enough. You need Rav Mishashah. Next story, how Tais already discussed also, we find elsewhere about small gifts being a matan muetas, a deeper loan should be enough. Tais discusses that they could be chalukim in the various cases. Jumping into the third Tais, the hacha she'emer lenifka or lebal chayv sheitin like sagadaitan the kani tfei mikshamer matan ani naisin. Tais is bothered. We already had a gemara that says that when you promise even a small gift, just the word alone is maybe just not, you know, you're not the, you're not being true to your word, but there's no actual kinyan, there's no obligation to keep it. You're able to retract. He says, yeah, but I would have thought that maybe over here is more, over here is better, that you can't retract. Why? Because since it's you're saying it to a third party. Since you're saying, in this case, Shimon's telling Reuven, the item that I have by you, give to Levi, even if Levi wasn't present, not my Mishloshan, I would say maybe they can be chayzer, because it's a third party, it's not directly to the recipient, maybe it's stronger. Kamashwan, even in our case, even matan muetas, a small matana, still requires a maimish lashon for it to be a binding ginyan. Who yet? Ginyan. They were gardeners. Again, there's another story that will connect to the din of maimish lashon. They were gardeners that were making a cheshbon. They basically all, were using a common person's land. They were paying rent to a person's land, and they were gardening, and they came to settle the accounts. At the end of the season, one of them actually calculated that he had an extra 5 zuzim more than his portion. So the group said, we all owe money, we owe rent money to this landlord. Let's give it as rent to the landlord. And the partner said this in the presence of Mariara. So there's money, there's 5 zuzim owed to the group. And the group declared, let's give it to the landlord. In the presence of the landlord, that's classic. You have the guy who has the extra money, you have the people the money belongs to, they all declare and give it to this landlord. That's Mamish Lashon, number one. V'kanamine, on top of that, the landlord actually made a kinyan. So through Chalipin, he made an actual kinyan. The guy didn't have to, he had Mamish Lashon, but on top of that, he made a kinyan. L'seif Azal, the guy, the gardener who had the extra money, the extra 5 zuz that he thought was extra, he went home and he did an accounting again. He went to reconcile his books. And what happened? When he did a cheshbon again, between himself privately, he realized that he had nothing, he hadn't received anything extra, meaning those 5 zuzim were really his. It was a mistake. Also, he wanted to get back his money from the, or he wanted to not have to pay the 5 zuz to the landlord. Amalei, so Rechim says, what should I do? First of all, we have the counts of Mamish Lashon, and that was the case you described to me was a clear Mamish Lashon. On top of Mamish Lashon, he made an act of kinyan. The landlord was carrying the money, so how on earth do you want me to retract? So Amalei Ravas is back. What do you mean? Atu Haimi Kamar Le'avina, Deleka Gabay Kamar. Is the guy saying, even though I owe the money, or even though there's a kinyan to the landlord, I don't want to deliver the money to Otim. That's not what he's saying. He's saying the money doesn't exist. The 5 zuz was a mistake. It didn't exist. The whole thing was a mistake. What does Nachman say? That's Taka. Amalei Imkain. If the vote was that it was a mistake, kinyan b'tayis, v'chokim b'tayis chayzer. If that's the case, whole thing was a kinyan b'tayis. And a king Mitayis is Chayzer. So let's just go quick. So the Mamish Lashon wasn't a problem over here because the whole thing was a Tayis. Yes, I can be mocked at something Mamish Lashon, and certainly if there's a proper Kenyan being done, the Kenyan's Chal, that's only if it wasn't a Tayis. If I sell someone the Brooklyn Bridge, which I don't own, there's no Kenyan there. Even though I sold it to him, I was Mamish Lashon, it's not mine. So if we had these 5 zuz, they weren't extra, they were his, but they weren't extra, and therefore the whole Kenyan was a Tayis. Tayis just points out that when the guy went home and he did his accounting, and he found that there was no extra money. So what was the case that Tais says? That the Baldinim were maskim. I mean, it's not stam that he could just change the deal. He could say, I didn't have extra money on his own, and he's believed. Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Natam, both explain, in Tais, first line of Tais, Le'posh Gabei V'Le'midi, that we're talking about case of Baldinim Maidu. He showed them the accounting, and he said, no, I stack owed that 5 from something, whatever, it belongs to me, and they were maskim. I, Hayadav Yadu Be'edas Brura, or there's Edas Brura, that they were stacking no extra money by him, but to minav sheis tais this ain't even lemer tisi b'mashay idc. He can't go back on his own and say I made a mistake. It's really my money. He wouldn't be believed. Dafka if the baladinim agreed or there was some sort of edus. Tais points out afa gabdus leimigu di by amar chazarti prati. Even though he has amigu, he could say, I went back and I paid it. He has amigu. We don't go based on migu. Either the Baladinim know it's true, or this Eidim that say it's true, but migu wouldn't work. So this is actually machlekes in the in the Lemaisa, in the Achreinim already. The Rama agrees with Tosfos that Migu wouldn't help in this case. He wouldn't be Neman to retract what he had said earlier about the monies being extra, whereas the Shach argues says Migu does work. The Pnei Yeshua explains why Taka would Migu not work. And so there was really a rush before the Pnei Yeshua says along the lines of the Svara, but the Pnei Yeshua brings out stronger. The idea is that a person before he comes to his accounting at the end of the season, or whatever it is, to a group of people, and he says whether he's even or not, whether he's up money or down money, he does a clear record of accounting. He does, there's a chazakah, a person's very careful before he does that first declaration of whether he's owed money or owes money. And therefore, that's considered, says Pnei Yeshua, the Rashi says that's far. Pnei Yeshua says it becomes like a migu makam edim. The fact that he is very careful, we're so sure he was careful the first time, it's like an aid to somebody said the first time is correct. Now you want to bring a migu to retract what he said, migu doesn't work. If you have new edim, fine. If you have a baladino amaida, fine. But to retract it just based on migu, it's like a migu makam chazaka, migu makam edim, and a migu makam chazaka slash edim does not work. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Itmar, Hailech Mana Laplani. If a person, this is a new Gemara, from here to the end of the daf is a new sugya. You have, let's say, Reuven owes money to someone, he owes money to Shimon, and he sends a shliach and says, take this money to so-and-so. I owe him, take this money to Shani Chayavlai. Take this mana to so-and-so that I owe him. So, what's the machlekes? Amar Av Chayav Achirusai. The mishaleach, the sender, is obligated in the monies, well-being, so to speak, until it gets to the creditor. Until it gets to the creditor, it's under the jurisdiction of the borrower, and if it gets lost, damaged, stolen, it's the borrower still owes the money to the creditor. And if the sender wants to be chayzer, wants to tell the shliach, I change my mind, I still need the money, give it back to me, I'll pay him back later, he cannot retract. So it's interesting. The shliach is, so to speak, kind of on behalf of the creditor, to the extent that the mishaleach, the one who's sending it, cannot retract, but who's obligated to pay for damages to that money if it gets lost or stolen, it's the sender. Shmuel says, that it's a package deal. If you're saying that the sender is mechayev in replacing it, he has the ability to be chayzer. It still is. So if he's chayim nechrayas, then he still has the ability to be chayzer. Rashi explains, why would the guy be chayzer in balachzer? The lemer, hachzirimli, the guy who sent the money, says, give back to me, shemiya insu mimcha bederech eni chayzer. Rav says, the case where the guy says, give it back to me because he's scared. I'm scared you're going to have an anus on the road. Give it back to me. Halacha says he cannot retract. That's Rav Shita. The Chassaf Sefer is bothered. Why is Rashi focused on the reason why the guy's retracting is because I'm scared of anus. Any reason. The guy wants to retract. Rav says he can't retract. But they just say, who cares why he wants to retract? Either way, shouldn't have to be chayzik. Chassaf Sefer says, no, Rashi says, Dafka, okay, where the logic was that the guy says, I'm scared to be an anus because we're talking about a case where the shliach didn't accept achrayas, and therefore the mishaleach saying, I want to take it back because I'm scared to get damaged, and I'm going to be stuck holding the bill. Still, Rav says he can't take it back. But the point is, avadu the shliach accept achrayas, then it's pashi can't be chayzer. In the case where the shliach himself says, don't worry, it's on me. If it gets damaged, I have to pay the leva. Over there, it's pashi that the mishaleach can't be chayzer. The chiddush over here is, even though the shliach did not accept achrayas, still, according to Rav, the Mishnah can be chayzer. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah can be chayzer. More wants to suggest. Rav says, "Haylach is kischi." When you say haylach, it's kischi. It's like you be zeich on behalf of the person who's supposed to receive the money, and therefore you can't retract. When Mar Sav Shmuel says, "Haylach is kischi," the Mar says, "Lie." To go haylach is kischi. Everyone agrees haylach is kischi, and therefore. Therefore, there'll be reason to say, since Haylech is like Kisri, when the Leva is sending the money back to the Malva, it's as if he's saying Bizechit, and he's saying Bizechit, and theoretically he shouldn't be able to retract. Really kind of said this pretty clear in the first lines. The Gemara just thought it was Lavdafka, and the Gemara's going back and say it is Dafka. Mar Savar, Lamrita Migu, or Mar Savarita Migu. Rav says, we don't say just because he's obligated to pay if it gets lost, therefore he retains the ability to take it back. Rav doesn't hold that. Rav holds, he gets kind of the worst of both worlds. He cannot retract on the sending it, but he also is obligated to pay if it gets lost. Where Shmuel says, Migu, if you're going to make me achroi, if it gets damaged, that means it's still my possession, that means I can still retract. Taika Master Rav, we have a price that fits like Rav. If a fellow says, give him money to so-and-so that I owe him, or either he says the word haylich, or he says, give this money to so-and-so that I owe him, take this money that's a pekadon
The difference between Avar and Pekadin, we spoke earlier today, of course, is Pekadin is something which is by me. I'm watching it. It's being deposited as to watch, not to use. Halva, Milvalet Sunninu. Halva is for me to use. I'm not even giving back the money that was once his. I'm giving back a replacement money because the money he gave me, I used. Okay. 10. Hailuch, Man al Pani, Pekadin Shesh Badi. 10. Man al Pani, Pekadin Shesh Badi. Whether he says Lashon of Hailuch or Lashon of Tain, and whether it's a case of Halva or a case of Pekadin, either way, the Lach is Chai Becherusa in all these cases, this Mishaleach. Is chayim and achrayis if it gets damaged before it gets to the owner. Then malach zayin achayisan, if he wants to retract, he can't retract. This is clear, like Rav, that he can't, even though you're chayim achrayis, you cannot retract. That's a brayis, that's a raya, like Rav. Gemara asks, pekadin, leim leim etzani shi pekadin ma'achar. Not so fast. Pekadin, if Ruvain had given Shimon a pekadin to watch. Now Shimon's giving it through via a third party, via shliach, back to Ruvain. Who says he could do that? Who says by pekadin that the depositor, the owner, was trusting of the shliach, bishlam by a loan. The pshat is that the lender lent the money to the borrower, and it's the borrower's discretion what to do with the money. It's leitaninu, so the borrower's choosing now to pay back the lender. We're saying that anyway, the lender is not considered paid back until the money actually reaches him. If it gets lost in travel, then the borrower still owes the money to the lender, so the lender's protected, so he has no rights over declaring who could bring back the money that's owed to him because it's not his money anymore. But by Pekadin, the Pekadin belongs to him. He could say, I don't want my Pekadin in the hands of Yanim, who gave the Shemer Pekadin the right to give it to the Shliach. No, the case is where the actual Shemer Pekadin was been proven to be a liar. Meaning, this Bala Pekadin came to him and said, you owe me money, you have my money, and you have my deposit. And the Shemer Pekadin denied it. And now the Shem Pekadin is coming to senses, or he's becoming honest, and he's sending it through a shliach. You don't see over there that the Baal Pekadin is going to say, no, I don't want my Pekadin biyad achar. He sure does, because he knows the guy he's dealing with already is a little cuckoo. He already denied it once. He doesn't want to take a chance in the future. So in such a case, we can assume that the Baal Pekadin is happy with whoever, any shliach that it's been given to. If Sheish had a debt that was due to him because he had sold like jackets in the city of Mechuza. So he said to Rabbi Bachama, who is traveling to Mechuza, when you go to Mechuza, bring back the money it's owed to me. You go to Mechuza anyway, bring back, there's an envelope of money for me, bring it back. Azal, so Rabbi Bachama went to Mechuza, he met with the debtors that owed Rav Yosef's money. They gave the money to Rav Yosef Bachama. Amrile, they said, Nikni Minach, we want to make a kinyan with you, meaning we want to make it with you, that what's the point of the kinyan? The point of the kinyan was that we no longer have responsibility. Now that we've paid you, we're being makin it to you. If it gets damaged, lost, now it's your job to replace, to pay back Rosh Hashas. Amar lehu, in. I'm willing to take that achrayas. L'seif ishta amar lehu. He said I'm willing to take the achrayas, but l'maisa he didn't actually do it. So they said to him, we'll give you the money, are you willing to make a kinyan, do achrayas? He says, yeah, I'm willing to make a kinyan. From the safe, he got out of it, and he didn't actually make the kinyan to make himself chayav. Kilsa kavei, when Rav Yisrael came to Rosh Hashas, and he returned the money, he told him what happened. You did well. You did well because if you would have been kind of from them, you would have taken over that title of the leva, who's the eved leva lishmalva, means the leva is all responsibility. It says till the malva is paid back. The leva is the one that's in a weaker position. You would have taken over that weak position. You're just doing a favor. You're a shliach. You're in going between. They're the ones that you have that achrayas, and it's good that you slipped out of making the kinyan and didn't take on that achrayas. So verbally he said he would do it, but the ma'aseh said it didn't happen. He never made the kinyan and he didn't take over achrayas. Lishachuina shab avdas eved leva lishmalva. Some say that either he didn't say the words to Leishav Islav Shei, he just said, you did well because the evidence of Leiva, Leishmalva, and you would have taken on this risk that would be associated with becoming the Leiva. Rav Achim Erviation, another story, he had a silver kli in Ardai, top of Meiz, Amalu, Lerav Destai, Bar Rav Yanai, Lerav Yis Makipur, told Rav Destai Bar Yanai and Rav Yis Makipur who were traveling to Ardai. When you return back from Nadai, bring me this silver kli. They went to Nadai, and the Shemir Pekadin gave the silver kli to them. And they said to the Shemir Pekadin said to them, Nikri Minayichu, let's make a kinyan with Khalipin, meaning that you should take over the liability. Amri Luhu, they said, Lai, we're not doing that, no deal. We're not taking over the Achrayas. Amri Luhu. So the Shemir Pekadin said to Rav Destai Bar Yanai and Rav Yasi Bar Kippur, Adrinilon, if you're not taking over Achrayas, give us back the kli that we gave you. Rav Deis Debar Miana Emar Lu, in. He said, okay, I'm willing to give it back. No, we're not willing to give it back. Meaning, he held like Rav, that this is the machlokes Rav Shmuel that we started off with the sugya of an alf, that what? That when the Baal Pekadon gives it to a shliach, even if you say the Baal Pekadon is still achroi, while it's by the shliach, Rav says, but the Baal Pekadon cannot retract. He can't retract this what they sent back. Shmuel says he could retract. So Rav Yitzchak Kippur held like Rav to say that I'm not giving back to you. Have it come in starlu. So the Baal Pekadon started to like physically be mitzar Rav Yitzchak Kippur to get it out of his hands. Amrulay. So they said to Rav Yitzchak Berganai, Chazi Marhech Gavin. Look how Rav Yitzchak Kippur. Look how he's acting. He's not giving back the klitas. Amrulay to say he back. Tav Ramulay. Give him a hit him well. Interesting. Or Tav, you're in the right that you're attacking him. Kiosla Gabe, when they returned back to Rav Achi Barbeshia, Amalei, he said to Rav Yitzchak Kippur said to Rav Achi Barbeshia, Chazimar, Lemistai Leisayan, Ela Amarnami Amar Lunami Tavramu. Not only did Rav Yitzchak not help me from the Baal Pekadon, from the Shevi Pekadon, he told them to hit me good. He told them that he encouraged them. Amalei, Rav Achi Barbeshia said to Rav Yitzchak, why did you do this? Why did you given to the Shemir Pekadon so easily? Amar Lei, so to say, said, Aisim Adam Hein Amma B'Kraven Amma. These people, they were an Amma, and their hats or their hoods were an Amma. Amma, by the way, just means an Amma is anywhere from like 18 inches, from 1 feet to 2 feet, roughly, is an Amma. So Amma would not be very tall. But it's a way of describing very tall. Like you measure them in Ammas. They're so big, you measure them by Ammas. You don't measure them by tvachim or by inches. They're very tall. Their hats are tall. With Amma Chatzien, they speak from their stomachs. Their voices are very deep. Sounds like it's coming from the stomach. They're big, strong, burly people. Shmesem Uvalim Ardav Artav Vili Vresh. And their names themselves are scary. Arda, Arta, Pili is their, Vresh is the leader. Aimrim Kfusin. If they tell their servants, tie the guy up, the servants right away tie him up. I remember Haragai. If they say, kill this person, Haragan, they kill him right away. If they would have murdered me, would Yanai, my father, have another son to replace me? Are they close to the government? He said, yeah, they're close to the government. Do they have horses and mules that run behind them in their honor? He said, yes. If that's the case, they attack a powerful people. Maybe, I'm not sure what the exact secretary is, but maybe he realized that they was being megazim in how strong and powerful they are, but yes, what you mean maybe is that they're close to government and therefore they have power, and the response says, indeed, that's the case. So Rav Achi Barbeshia says, okay, then you acted properly. You were right for giving in easily. It was not as a mistake to try to chepper and fight with them, these powerful people. So let's go more further. Hailuch Manal Plaini, if we just have another minute or two. Hailuch Manal Plaini, if the guy gives money to the shliach and says to him, take the money to so-and-so, Hailuch Bikshu Lematzu, and the shliach went and he tried to find the recipient, but he didn't find him. The Mar doesn't say this, but the Farsh explained, because he's dead. He didn't find the recipient because the recipient was dead. So what's the halacha? Tani chad yachzum shalayach. One Baisa says that the money should give back to the sender. Ta'idach, you give it liyarshim mishin ishtachulah. You give it to the yarshim of whom the money was sent to. The one who says that it goes to the Yarshim is because he also has Hilchus Kaschi, and therefore it goes to the Yarshim. And the one who says it goes back to the sender is because Hilchus not Kaschi, and therefore goes back, there's always Chus in it to the recipient, and therefore it goes back to the sender. Mar says, no. By a Bari, it goes back to the sender. If the sender was a healthy person, it goes back to him. Whereas by a shchimira, you don't need, even though hoyach zakaschi, we know the words of shchimira is kisum v'ksurim dami, and therefore it goes to the children of the recipient. Rav Zid Amar, ha, Rav Zid says no, ha, b'shchimira, both kids talk about shchimira. It depends when the recipient died. It was talking about shchimira. And therefore, his words are enough to make a kinyan, but it's only if the recipient was alive at the time that they made the declaration. If the recipient was already dead at that point, then it goes back to the mishaleach. Rav Papa Amar, Hava Bari. No, both brises be talking about where it's a healthy person. Hadames Mekabel Mechaya Nason. This case, the brisa that says the money goes back to the sender is where the recipient died in the lifetime of the giver. So it was battle in his lifetime, this instruction. Had the mace nice machai makabel, but where the nice and dies before the makabel dies, then you have to give it. You know why? Concept we discussed earlier in the mesechta mitzvah the kind of mace. If the mitzvah kind of words the mace, since after the guy died, the recipient is still alive, so the mitzvah kind of mace says you have to give it to him, and even though the recipient ultimately dies as well, it goes to his children. The Mara is going to bring that maybe this machlekes of Hel Chasi is telling in a four machlekes that I will have to pick up and tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.